Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good.
All right. As of late, our Life Change group has been engaged in writing a book from Brennan Manning, the author of Ragamuffin Gospel. His follow-up to the Ragamuffin is a book called Ruthless Trust. And in that endeavor, we've discovered that there's a certain purpose for our trusting in God through Jesus Christ. And that's to deepen our relationship. And it's a relationship of love through the encounter of liberation that we receive from Christ. Right. So to kind of piggyback on some of that, the scripture that we've chosen for today's reflection on Word Made Flesh comes from Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 5. We'll be reading 1 through 15. Can I have someone read that for us, please?
It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burned again by a yoke of slavery. Mark my words, I, Paul, tell you that if you let yourselves be circumcised, Christ will be of no value to you at all. Again, I declare to every man who lets himself be circumcised that he is obligated to obey the whole law. You who are trying to be justified by the law have been alienated from Christ. You have fallen away from grace. For through the Spirit we eagerly await by faith for righteousness for which we hope. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. You are running a good race. Who cut in on you to keep from obeying the truth? That kind of persuasion does not come from the one who calls you. A little yeast works through the whole batch of dough. I am confident in the Lord that you will take no other view. The one who is throwing you into confusion, whoever that may be, will have to pay the penalty. Brothers and sisters, if I am still preaching circumcision, why am I still being persecuted? In that case, the offense of the cross has been abolished. As for those agitators, I wish they would go the whole way and emasculate themselves. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love, for the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other.
Okay. All right. That was a nice reading, by the way. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right. Initial responses, questions, comments, reflections. What jumps out at you?
It's how, like, the freedom that Christ has given us can be so easily perverted and twisted by somebody, you know, who fashions himself a leader, either in the church or somehow outside the church, can lead people astray by kind of like an extra biblical man-made interpretation of it. This is like just because something has a cross on it, or somebody just says the name of Jesus, that, you know, that they're the ones who can lead you into freedom. But you just have to focus on Jesus himself, like not just going to a building or just sitting on it on any other Bible study or.
Okay, anybody else?
The love liberates us, and I think we have a job at the same, like, for one of us, right in the beginning, do not yourself be burning on the upstairs. You gotta be aware, you gotta be alert that what you do in your walk in your daily life, that you're not attaching yourself back or putting yourself into some kind of state, whether it be any kind of addiction, a bad relationship, all kinds of stuff. It could be your job, it could be all kinds of chases that we do. That put us back where he pulled us from, like you said, for he pulled us from that mud, not for us to return back to it, even though it's comfortable, even though we know the mud, he took us out of that. You know, just like the Jews back then, you know, they wanted to go back. because they knew at least they ate well there. They knew the, you know, like me, like, I've been incarcerated teenage years a lot, so I know that. Honestly, that doesn't scare me. It doesn't keep me because I know I can do it. I've done it before. Yeah, so who wants me to do that? But, hey, that mud I know. But that is so, you have to watch out that you don't get things that put you back in the mud, like purposely. I think to me, this one always stands out. Like, it's that pure four thing, like, you know, Jesus, you know, we're beloved, we believe that we're loved, so now we can love, so we need to do that and liberate people with this love, with our actions, you know. When everybody's all about feed me, we need to do this for everybody else. To show them that this is what they need to do, you need to carry it on, you know. So it's just, to me, that's the only thing I hope for this liberation, that I just need to continue, just need to be that love, you know, for everybody. And that's the thing about the slavery thing. I catch myself trying to differentiate, like, who gets this love, who gets this, when everybody's for everybody across the board. You can't hold it back because somebody's race, or because somebody's sex, or because maybe they're this, or they're that, they're not like you, or they're from here, they don't think like you, and I got the right idea, and you don't, so I'm not going to show you that respect that I love. Or, you know what I mean? So we still, that's the fight we have to fight every day, and give it to everybody. So.
What are you going to talk?
It's funny how in our culture, we can't be right without somebody else being wrong. I think, I don't know, it's funny to see, and I don't think anything different was going on here. I think it's a very old concept when you're unsure of your correctness, or maybe deeper, you're unsure of your freedom. We don't really want to be free. We talk about it, wear t-shirts about it. We follow this Jesus because of it, but freedom is scary to us. I don't know. I think it's funny how Paul breaks down this. Hey, this is what Jesus came for. Here's what it's not. Here's what it looks like. This one part in the middle keeps sticking with me. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. I don't know. It's Paul's so legal in his way of breaking things down and creating a case. It reads like court paperwork to me. And then he, every now and then you'll get these nuggets of like, hey, this is what matters. The only thing is faith expressing itself through love. Beautiful. I mean, for somebody who likes those boxes and is very type A with things, It speaks to me very well. It speaks to me very well. In that case, and then in the end, he kind of sandwiches with this. In that case, the offense of the cross has been abolished. What are you? This is what you're doing. This is what it doesn't look like. So yeah, by how we're living, if we're kind of having the surface level freedom, we're really not free. We're doing away with the whole necessity of Calvary. Very big chunk. Theologically here.
Mm-hmm. So, anybody else? Let's not get overly confused with our sense of freedom, and as we may interpret it in our Western American culture, right? That somehow I am free means that I have the absence of restraint. I can do what I want, when I want, how I want. That's not this biblical understanding. For Paul, he really has freedom couched in, if you want to call them, three large stars that burn brightly. All right? The first one is the Spirit. The second one is grace. And the third one is faith. Right? And he alludes to all of them here. Right? For through the Spirit, right, and by our faith, we are made righteous. Right? And what was that scripture you read? That part? Through the Spirit and by our faith, we are called to serve others in love. Right? Much on what God's done with us. And sometimes it's difficult for us to realize that, you know what? Does God bestow, here's a challenging question, does God bestow grace because God believes in you? God has faith in God's creation to fulfill its destiny that God had created it for. And the human being part of that creation. And we've argued before on the air, and in our group settings that if you look at creation, it seems as though the human being is the only one not doing what the Creator created it to be doing. Right? Trees do what God created trees to do. Squirrels do what God squirrels, right? We can go on and on. Even the volcano does exactly what it's created to do. Right? Human beings, not so much. But the Spirit, grace, and faith, right, set us free on how by and how they confront the flesh, the law, and works. So he'll say things like, well, if you're going to do part of the law and do the work of circumcision, right, you need to do the whole law then. You can't pick and choose. It'd be like we hear quite often, you're either going to follow the whole Bible or you're going to follow the Bible with holes. We're going to pick and choose the parts that we want to follow. Right? Well, then what's really holding us accountable? It's not the whole Bible. In that sense, we've created our own law, right? Of which we can measure. We get to be judge, not God. We get to judge whether the measure of our integrity to that self-determined law. So, but what Christ did, by grace and through faith and the power of the Spirit, to set you free from all that. So he doesn't really care if you're circumcised or not. Right? Because if you're going to follow a part of the law, you need to follow all the law. Right? If you think just by doing what we like to say in our American Christian culture, if you're going just doing good works, can you really do enough good works to, in a sense, earn your salvation? And it's not so much that, because one, you're turning God into a scorekeeper. Have I done more good works than I've done bad things? But secondly, you're negating what Christ did on the cross. There was no purpose then. If it's all about collecting the highest score through your works, your own salvific works, then you didn't need the salvific work of Jesus. That makes sense? Therefore, what's the purpose of the Spirit? This is the kind of freedom that he's talking about. Right? But this freedom, through the Spirit, by grace, and through faith, right, we're liberated from the flesh, the law, and the works for a purpose. And that purpose is to really image Christ, to love. And when we're loving, we would say we're looking a lot like God. I mean, 1 John chapter 4, John's first letter, chapter 4, verses 8 and 16, John simply said, God is love. Least wrongly understood, God is love. And so if we're loving others, wow, we're looking a lot like God. If we're going to be in a yoke of slavery, to use Paul's, right? If we're bound in slavery, then to the law, to our flesh, and to works, right? Not only have we made ourselves law, God, or the law becomes God, but it is all selfish. We're just seeking self-interest. So the only ones we're really serving is ourselves. Because if I get enough good works, if I memorize the law and I follow every I and every T crossed of the law, right, I get to pat myself on the back. And we see how Jesus confronted, the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes and how they were all trying to do those type of things. And says, no, you're in bondage to that. All right, John, I appreciate your insights and we thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy, and freedom be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farm Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and of course our radio ministry, Word Made Flesh. We're also in the process of establishing a women's and children's transitional housing program. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. And please join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.